This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media's Entertainment Technology World. We're about to speak to Christopher DeHaan, who's the National Manager of Communications at the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, AFTRA. Welcome to Utopia Media's Entertainment Technology World.
Thank you, Mark.
I'm looking at an article here on the Wired website that says, dated the 14th of November, dozens of old television shows, including Welcome Back, Kotter, will be available online and free of charge under a deal between America Online and Warner Brothers, the company said. What's the interest of AFTRA and its members in this particular project, and do you have any concerns that the actors who acted in these shows are not going to be properly compensated?
Well, first let me say that as you know, representatives of performers who work in the creative community, we embrace any and all new technologies that expand work opportunities for our members, and I think this, along with other new technologies emerging right now, are qualify for that. And I think we also believe that in principle our members deserve to be fairly compensated for the work that they do.
What can you say in general is the relationship between existing programming and actors these days, or and has it changed much over the last 20 or 30 years in terms of payment for collateral use of the content once it's been produced?
Well, in most of our current agreements, we negotiate residual structures so that when, a program is rerun on a network,
right,
they receive additional compensation for that rerun.
So essentially, the actors in Law and Order, if it's running on a cable network several times a week, years after it's been produced, every time it runs, they get some residuals from that?
In theory, that's correct, although with regard to certain distribution outlets, like basic cable,
right,
the companies or the networks who assume responsibility for airing those episodes are governed by specific terms and conditions that are negotiated on a case-by-case basis, so that, in theory, every time a show runs, a performer receives a compensation. That may not be the actual case the way the particular agreement is set up, but yes, in theory, that is how the residual structure works.
And that applies whether it's a film on a movie on the week that's repeated or whether it's an episodic television series? And does the jurisdiction of SAG and AFTRA have any interplay with this? If it's Gladiator versus an episode of Law and Order, does SAG control or AFTRA control that?
Well, in both cases, in Gladiator and Law and Order, those are both projects covered by Screen Actors Guild.
Right.
As you may or may not know, anything shot on film is covered by the Screen Actors Guild.
Oh, okay.
AFTRA has jurisdiction over, we actually share jurisdiction with Screen Actors Guild for things shot on videotape, as we do with things captured digitally.
So in fact, that's the distinction, is how the content is originated? If it's on film, it's for SAG, and if it's on video, it's for AFTRA?
That is a general guideline, although the Screen Actors Guild does have jurisdiction over certain video projects.
Okay, and most episodic television is filmed, isn't it? Rather than capturing video, or is it? And the technology is so good, I can't tell anymore.
Right. I would say, over the years, it sort of flip-flopped. I think back in the 1970s and 80s, most of the primetime programs were on videotape.
Oh, right. Yes,
recently,
that's right.
In the 90s, I think, as the film technology improved, so to speak, and it became somewhat cheaper to capture on film, the shows and networks moved to film. Now, of course, we're seeing the emergence of digital technology, which is basically revolutionizing the entertainment industry.
Right.
So it's now cheaper to shoot on digital. So I think, although right now, most of the major programs, West Wing, et cetera, are on digital, and our Screen Actors Guild, more and more shows are moving to digital.
You're saying that ER and West Wing are shot digitally?
No,
they're shot on film still.
I believe they are still shot on film. I know that they have been for years.
But what you're saying is two things. As digital video technology becomes better and cheaper, more shows that to use the sort of anachronistic verb, are filmed or shot,
captured
on video, that then falls into the AFTRA zone rather than the SAG zone. Is
actually,
that right?
Both AFTRA and SAG have jurisdiction over digital projects.
Oh, okay.
And what we do is we basically, you know, sit down together and you know, I mean, certain studios always shoot SAG, certain studios always shoot AFTRA.
Okay. I don't want to get too far afield here. Would it be easier if you guys merged and had one union?
We've tried a number of times. I'm not sure what the exact number is, but it's in the double digits.
Right. Okay. Well, we won't talk about that
right
more now. All right. So, but all of this may be of a significance in terms of these residuals then, right? Because if a program shot in the 50s, 60s, or 70s were principally originated on film, and then on video, so how much of the programming that Warner Brothers will probably be selling is an AFTRA, are covered under AFTRA contracts?
You know, it's impossible to say. I really don't know
okay
what their plans are. I don't know how far they plan to expand it, you know,
right,
whether it's to shows only currently airing or shows in their library. I have no idea.
Right. The announcement as made was that it's out of their library. It's all programming out of the library.
Right.
ABC is going to put Lost and Desperate Housewives on the iPod the day after it airs,
mm-hmm,
but apparently Warner's is going to put the shows on years or decades after they aired, and not it didn't say anything about doing current programming this way.
Right.
And so, what, if you can say so, in general, governs the relationship of that new programming, that old programming in a new format over the internet, from the point of view of AFTRA, in particular, if this is going to be done on video on demand and each person will be ordering up a show,
mm-hmm,
it's not like it's being, quote, broadcast. It's being narrowcast. It's being one-on-one cast.
Right.
And I'm wondering how whether your lawyers and other people have looked into that and whether they need something special or new to govern the royalties involved in a single viewing of an episode.
We are looking into it right now. Unfortunately, there are too many unknowns. There are too many variables. There are too many, unknowns, to say specifically how exactly that compensation will be structured.
Is AFTRA talking to Warner Brothers about this yet? Do you know?
I actually don't know who specifically we're speaking to, but I do know that the discussions are taking place here.
Okay.
I can't confirm who we're speaking to. But I do know that we are discussing it.
Okay. Would putting these programs on mobile devices be any different than putting them on stationary devices? And has that been considered by your membership or the organization yet?
We are, you know, with the advent of the iPod and the video iPod, certainly that is something that we are considering. Although I can't confirm that we've come to any specific conclusion about what those compensation levels would be.
Okay. Any last remarks you want to make about the whole issue of new technologies and existing content?
Well, nothing other than to say what I said before, which is that, you know, we, as we did in the 1950s and you know, ongoing, we embrace new technologies and we strive to work with the companies developing the new technologies, whether it's audio, video, or otherwise, to grow the industry and to defend and represent the best interests of our members working in these industries.
Okay. Thank you very much. And hopefully we can talk some more in the future as more of these possibilities become realities.
My pleasure.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.